skepticism on evacuations as Florida's Lee County picks up the pieces. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Fort Myers Mayor Kevin Anderson on CBS's Face the Nation responding to how evacuation efforts were handled.
Warnings for hurricane season start in June, and so there's a degree of personal responsibility here. I think the county acted appropriately. The thing is that a certain percentage of people will not heed the warnings regardless.
Anderson also pointing out newer homes built to new hurricane standards fared much better than older homes. Fort Myers and Sanibel both are located in Florida's Lee County, which took a direct hit by Category 4 Hurricane Ian. President Biden is expected in the area Wednesday. The president focusing his attention on making sure Puerto Rico and the Southeast get the help they need.
This is a move by the president to assure Americans that his administration is, in fact, on the case. In a tweet, the president said this just wasn't a crisis facing Florida or Puerto Rico. It was a challenge for the entire country. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says the danger isn't over, even though the storm is over. It may take weeks to assess the damage. Chances are that Congress must approve tens of billions of dollars for hurricane relief sometime in December.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio praising FEMA's response. Ramping up the rhetoric regarding the use of nuclear weapons, Russian President Vladimir Putin commenting on the United States' use of nuclear weapons in World War II.
We have so clearly conveyed to President Putin that any use of nuclear weapons will have severe consequences for Russia. It will, of course, totally change the nature of the conflict.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on NBC's Meet the Press with moderator Chuck Todd. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Hurricane Ian impacting several states on the East Coast as a Category 1 storm after devastating southwest Florida.
We've gone into local communities. They've gotten hit several times. Mm-hmm. It has just become better to make sure that we create green space with the place where homes and businesses used to be to soak up water that may come from a river flood, and then to relocate people. Those are tough decisions, but they're going on right now.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper on NBC's Meet the Press with moderator Chuck Todd. A new drug for Alzheimer's disease is showing promise.
Recent results of a clinical trial for an Alzheimer's drug suggest it slows cognitive decline. Dr. Mia Kivipelto is with the Alzheimer Drug Discovery Foundation and says while new drugs offer hope, lifestyle changes can also reduce the risk of getting the disease.
Because it's easier to prevent the damage for the brain cells than try to repair that.
She's researching currently available drugs to see if there's an effect when applied to Alzheimer's.
There may be also drugs available which can be repurposed and used against Alzheimer's disease.
She says if the disease runs in your family, watch for early signs. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A lawyer who torched an NYPD patrol car during the George Floyd riots is asking for a reduced sentence. Fox's Ted Lindner.
33-year-old Euroj Rahman claims she was drunk and dealing with unprocessed trauma at the time of the incident back in late May 2020. Her lawyers offered a list of excuses explaining her decision to throw the explosive device, including that she suffered early trauma from being a Muslim in post-9/11 America, as well as offering the claim that she had been downing vodka on an empty stomach and became quite drunk before she and fellow lawyer Colin Ford Mattis set the vehicle ablaze near the 88th Precinct Station House.
Sentencing is in November. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.